Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. Let's just turn back the clock in your mind. Remember when you were a kid? Were there meals that just traumatized you?
Yeah. Yes.
Liver and onions.
Mm. Oh, trauma for sure.
Oh.
Fried liver. My grandma would fry it.
Oh.
And do fried okra. And I remember, because my grandpa loved the fried liver, I remember having to use so much ketchup just to choke that bad boy down. It was
hard.
I was like, this needs to taste like ketchup and nothing else.
Yeah, that's,
my mom
that's
and dad, when they were going out, on a dinner date, mom always made sure we had food. Unfortunately, sorry, mom, close your ears. Tuna noodle casserole.
Oh,
that sounds good. Actually,
I don't mind that.
Oh, guys. Okay, I think my sisters might have enjoyed it, but for me, it was an absolute nightmare.
My college roommate taught me to put tuna fish in mac and cheese, and I love it.
No! Oh! Mm-hmm. So wrong.
I would traumatize Sally with my meal now.
Tuna fish and mac and cheese.
You have traumatized me, Misty.
That's not too bad.
What about lima beans?
Oh, yeah, those are...
What is wrong with lima beans? Like, something's wrong with them. Not only do they taste bad, they feel like dirt. I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah,
they're
it's kind of green.
Yeah, they're awful.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
It's just wrong.
Yeah.
There's nothing right about them.
Yeah.
Lima beans.
You know, no. And it's always included in one of those vegetable medleys. Like, if you get a can or frozen or whatever, they're always in there.
I mean, I don't want to be ungrateful to the Lord for the food that he gave us, but I have questions about lima beans.
Why did you do this to us, God?
Even right. God had an oop.
All right, how about you? What is the meal that traumatized you when you were a child? What was it? I hope that I wasn't the only child that was fed liver and onions besides you and me, Misty.
We didn't have the onions. It was just, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Liver and ketchup for me.
Here's our... Oh, hey, give me about 20 seconds. Because I got to turn the phones on.
All right. Okay.
But here's the phone number to call. All right. 888-888-9976. The meal that traumatized you as a child. What was that meal? 888-888-9976. And what do you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that my parents used to work with the Salvation Army, and the food that we would eat there with the men and the Alcoholic Rehabilitation Center every Wednesday night, the worst one was Swiss steak.
Swiss steak? What is that?
It's like beat up meat that had all the gristle that you couldn't cut.
Oh.
I like it's beat up meat.
So you would go and you would try to cut it with a knife, and then all the gristle would still be gone.
Oh, I know. It's a piece of steak that they run through like a tenderizer. And it's just so awful. There's no tenderizing it. And then they call it something like Swiss steak, as if that's...
Yeah, I thought that was like steak and cheese. And I was like, well, that sounds delicious, but maybe not.
No, this is steak that's been abused.
Yeah.
It's been in a back alley fight.
No kidding.
And then they pour gravy all over it, right?
Yes, yes, so you can't see those veiny things.
Oh,
been there.
It's all been covered up.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was awful. It was like a gaggy dinner.
It's not that
gaggy.
The thought of beat up meat. Family Life Radio, Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Sometimes you just feel like giving up.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like, nope, hasn't answered my prayer. I'm done with that.
Yeah, I saw this amazing blog from a lady called Kelly Becerra, and she was talking about that, about not feeling connected to God. And she used the words, like the channel between us is broken. She said, it feels like my prayers go as far as the walls, and they sink into them, never getting to God. I try to listen. I don't hear any answers. I read his word, but I don't feel inspired. And then I'm like, where are you? Why can't I hear you? Don't you care? Am I being punished? She said, but I have to remind myself of the truth. Just because I feel disconnected doesn't mean I am. God knew my prayers before I even prayed them. And just because I'm not hearing any bold answers doesn't mean he isn't answering me. He is always working for my good. And then she said something I thought was so important. How we feel about God and whether or not we feel connected to him, it doesn't change who he is. Because our emotions and our feelings, those are temporary, but they don't dictate the truth of God. He doesn't move. He doesn't change. He doesn't suddenly stop communicating with us. He doesn't ignore us. And so we cannot let our feelings decide who God is.
That's so good.
Right?
Reminds me of a friend of mine who got saved like 10 times as a kid because he just didn't feel saved. So every time in church, have you given your heart to the Lord? He raises his hand and go down to the front.
But can't hurt to do it again.
Exactly. We just want to make sure. I hope that encourages you today that you can't trust your feelings. Mm-mm. And feelings are any indicator of, by the way, what God is currently doing in your life. He is working on your behalf right now. It's the day of love. Where Kankel Fritz starts talking like this.
And we wonder why.
You know, Valentine's Day can be difficult. I think especially for men. Oh. We're clueless. I'll just admit it. As a man, I'm lost.
I'm glad you admit it.
There are some men that are better at this than others. But for me, it's like, what do I get? What do I get the sweetheart? And by the way, greeting cards? I feel like I'm just stealing somebody else's words.
And that's okay.
Oh, is it really?
At least they're words.
Yeah. Their words. But maybe
better
it doesn't, maybe it doesn't have to be that complicated. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Valentine's Day is here, and I got sidetracked this year, but it's mostly because I've been thinking of what to do. Won't you be surprised? Wish I could see your eyes as you gaze at your computer screen today. You'll find a post-it note that reads,
Happy V-Day, see ya!
Written from my heart while in the car.
You!
My Valentine's card is a post-it note. My Valentine's card is a post-it note.
Come here.
Please remove your hands from my throat. My Valentine's card is a post-it note.
How could you?
I never knew you could make that face. That's the first time I ever tasted mace. My Valentine's gift was misunderstood, as many fine writers are.
You see, chocolate isn't part of the Atkins diet. I looked at a diamond, but I just couldn't buy it. And my mom thought the flowers that I bought for you were for her.
My son bought these for me.
Post-it note that reads,
Happy V-Day, see ya!
Written from my heart while in the car. My Valentine's card is a post-it note. My Valentine's card is a post-it note.
Come
Please
here.
Remove your hands from my throat. My Valentine's card is a post-it
How could
note.
You?
See, it's so hard.
My Valentine's card is a post-it note.
Don't know exactly what to say.
Yeah, you better run.
Yeah, better run. Family Life Radio, good morning.
Well, you were talking about the devastating foods.
Oh, yes. Foods that you grew up with that traumatized you. What do you got?
And I was so picky. I couldn't eat chili. I didn't like the beans in it. I still don't eat the beans. I still pick them out.
Oh.
But when I was little, like, I was not allowed to clear the table until I ate the chili. Well, we had a carpet that looked like chili. It was the 80s. You know, it was that shaggy, reddish.
No.
Well, I took it and I would throw it underneath the table. My plate would be clean, and Mom would give me my ice cream, and I ate that ice cream so fast. And then I would go, I'm done, get up, and I'd run to my room to get ready for bed.
Oh.
About 5 or 6 minutes later, you hear, Pamela! As loud as you could hear across the house, because Mom had stuffed in it.
Oh, no.
Pamela, you have a buddy. I used to throw green beans under the table.
How funny.
I told my mother. I never got in trouble. She never acted like she ever saw it. So as an adult, I had to come and confess. And I was like, how did you never punish me for that? She said it was just too funny.
Yeah. And Mom was never upset that I didn't eat it. She was upset she stepped in it.
Oh, so, yes. Well, of course. You know, how convenient that when the 70s and early 80s, we had carpet that looked like chili. Love your neighbor. It's where you get to love on somebody and maybe an unsung hero, somebody in need. It's Kankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And who is that person in your life? Maybe somebody that does for others, and it's time for them to, you know, get helped out in some way. Who is that person? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. Sue is with us from Michigan. Who are you nominating?
I have a person who's become my best friend. I met her for the first time in a psych unit in a hospital I was in. So, and she brought me a Bible. She just sheltered me. I'd never even met her. And anyway, she doesn't have a ton of money. She helps out her son who lives 2 hours away in the middle of the state. She has helped me increase my spiritual life. She takes care of 3 grandkids, some of them overnight, takes them to school, picks them up. She's raising them in a faith-filled environment because her family isn't. She drives all over the place. She takes one of our mutual friends who's in her 80s to the doctor all the time to help her. She takes communion to students and people in the hospital. Mm. The list continues. Wow. I could list about 10 more things that she
well,
does.
What could we do for her?
I'd love to take her to see Lauren Daigle in May. She's going to be in the Detroit area.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That'd be over the top.
Take her to a Lauren Daigle concert.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Wow.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we will. You know, I think that's, we could talk to our promotions director, but I think we might
know a guy.
Family Life Radio, we are Kankle Fritz and Friends, and it's time for the good news of the day.
It's good news, ain't it good for your soul? Some good news, oh.
Hey, we'd love to hear your good news. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. And we've got good news from someone who doesn't want to give us her name.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Who's this?
It's a young girl.
Oh. A young girl. Well, how old is the girl we're talking to?
About to turn 12.
12 years old. Do you want to remain anonymous as young girl, or do you have a name?
Yes.
Oh, what do you want us to call you?
Just Barrett.
Barrett.
Okay.
All right, Barrett. Well, what's wrong with that name? You're not
it's a great Barrett. Name.
You're not a fan, huh?
Meh. My parents got it out of a baby book.
They got it out of... Well, a lot of parents get names out of baby books. We got our daughter's name out of one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a great name,
I Barrett. Do, too.
Why did you actually call us?
Because God, he saved me from pneumonia.
Oh, wow.
And it was really, really strong.
Uh-huh.
And every day I was hurting really bad. And every day God was helping me to get better. And then like a few days after that, I had the flu. And he helped me through that too.
Well, that's wonderful.
So you're all better now?
Yeah. And I go to church every time with my mom.
Oh.
Oh.
So what are you up to today?
Nothing.
Oh.
I just called you guys before school.
Do you like school?
No.
I don't like my name and I do not like school.
Give us one thing you do like.
Hanging out with my friends.
There you go.
There
I like
are.
That too.
Yeah. Well, Barrett, you have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right.
You've helped us smile.
That's right.
Maybe you, like me, have experienced the obstacle course of the parking lot.
Recently, what are you talking about?
Recently, my husband and I purchased a new car, and I was conscious of being especially careful of it, as you would. Found a parking spot where there were no other cars around me and went about my business. when I came back, guys, there was a rather older looking large vehicle parked. I knew immediately, way too close. Way too close.
What happened?
I was like, oh my goodness, I came around the corner. There was an older gentleman standing there stretching, and I could see it. His car door, he had flung it open straight into the side of my car.
Oh no.
And the edge of that car door looked like a dagger, and I knew. I was like, I don't even need to walk over there. This is not good. And he's stretching, doing his calisthenics or something there in the parking lot. Obviously not bothered. And I walked up and I was like, you have created a quite deep ding in my car. I could see it had gone all the way through the paint to the metal. And I knew right then, you have a choice to make, Sally. You have a choice to make here. I kind of took in the whole scene. I could tell they really weren't people of great means, and he probably was pretty oblivious to what he had done. And so when I said, you dented my car, he shrugged his shoulders and went,
and what? Walked. He
no.
did?
Away. Yes.
No.
Yes.
So and you're on your own for this now.
I am on my own for this. And I thought, you know what? I could chase him down. Probably a lot of people would say you should.
Yeah, I mean, you could take a picture of his license plate or what?
I don't know. I felt like it's a moment to extend grace. And grace being unmerited favor.
That is true.
Which was true. And it, you know what? Honestly, it still hurts right now. However, dents can be repaired, and our responses, they're pretty hard to take back once you've kind of unleashed that initial, I'm calling it emotion.
Yep.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So I came by this saying from our friend Bob Goff, grace is a kind word from a gentle person with an impossible prayer. It's a force sometimes transmitted best hand to hand in a dark place. Yeah.
Wow.
Good reminder. Not easy.
Good job, Sally. Way to go.
Yes.
Maybe you've dealt with some really tough stuff. And going through that has caused some anxiety. A lot of anxiety comes from lack of control that you have. Well, we're talking with Lauren and Michael McAfee. They wrote a book called Beyond Our Control, Letting Go of Unmet Expectations, Overcome Anxiety, and Discover Intimacy with God. And we're talking about how joy and grief can actually happen at the exact same time.
I think a lot of life is some of our most joyful moments are also those that can be some of the most painful and reminding of loss and grief. I think holidays are certainly that, right? Seasons where holidays, where it should be some of the most joyful times, where you're reflecting on a beautiful thing of Christ's birth and you're gathering with family. But those moments can also be moments where you're remembering family members that are maybe missing at the table or broken relationships that are make the holidays hard. And so joy and grief, I think, often co-mingle. And sometimes when it's most intensely felt is when we can also be feeling the other. And I think that is incredible that God created us with capacity to have those happen simultaneously. I think we do a disservice to ourselves when we think that we can't have both joy and grief. And we usually tend to want to diminish one and focus on the other. And that is ignoring a part of who God created you as, to someone that has the capacity to grieve because we've had the capacity to love.
Now, maybe you remember this. I'm sure you've seen this on TV and you're wondering, why? What are they doing? All right, here we go.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, the taste with perfect toppers, I rule this
day.
Yeah, all right,
so
that, oh my goodness.
That's the Burger King jingle. And now, Missy, you got some news regarding Burger King.
Yeah, I thought this was super fun. You have, if you come up with a new Whopper concept, you could win $1 million. Just got to get it in by like March 17th, I think, on their website. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. I think you've...
Well, they could use a little help.
Well, yeah. I was just thinking this, Sally. I was thinking if you can just come up with a better jingle, we're good. I'll give you $1 million right now.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. All right. But, well, no, seriously, like, I was thinking about a new Whopper idea. I really like the fried egg on a burger.
Oh, yeah.
They could do, I used to go to a place that called it the Ugly Burger. They could do the Ugly Whopper.
There you go. An Ugly Whopper. I'll take it. How about you? Or maybe you like that jingle. I don't know.
No. Okay, it would be okay if they could hire somebody that could sing.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Family Life Radio, you're ready for some joy?
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
This is where you tell us what's bringing you joy today. 888-888-9976. April is with us. Tell us what's going on.
So I had a tubal that left me with a bleeding condition.
Oh, my.
It almost killed me.
Wow.
It miraculously stopped, and for the first time in 5 years, I have normal labs again and was okay to finally go back to work. I was on bed rest for 5 years.
Whoa,
oh my goodness.
5 years.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
And you're saying one day it just cleared up?
Yeah.
Well, praise God. Is there anything you can point to that made the difference?
Really, I just prayed my heart out through it.
Just prayed and prayed and prayed and finally God answered. Wow.
I did.
That's exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
Having to be on bed rest for 5 years.
Mm-mm.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm a mother of 3 little ones. So.
Oh, and how did you? Oh, my.
I needed to be better.
Yes.
You know, it was bad enough for my wife just having our son. She had to go to the hospital and be in a bed rest for a while. I can't imagine for 5 years.
Yes.
Well, you must be thrilled.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Maybe you are struggling with depression or anxiety or PTSD or some sort of mental health issue, and maybe you're reluctant to get help. I can tell you right now, I was in that boat. I have a chemical imbalance that requires medication to fix, and I didn't get help until I was mid-30s. And it was partially because I thought that seeking help made me a lesser person, like made me kind of weak. I don't know why I thought that, because I know the opposite is true. And I also kind of bought into some of the stuff that I've heard along the way, well-meaning people saying, well, if you just prayed more, if you had stronger faith, you wouldn't have these problems. But here is the truth. You can love Jesus and have a therapist. And you can love Jesus and take medication. And getting help is a sign of strength. Like, please don't ever hesitate to get the help that you need, because you matter. You matter to others. You matter to God.
Amen. Get that help that you need. Why is there such a stigma? I wonder why.
I don't know.
With getting help.
I've always wondered that. You know, if we break an arm, we go and get a cast put on.
Yeah, well, let's think about this, guys. I'm wearing something on my head right now. Because I need help. They're called glasses. Right?
Nobody shames you. I mean, if you just prayed a little more, Kenkel Fritz, you wouldn't have to wear glasses.
Exactly. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.